Welcome to Praise God. I'm Arrested and Free with your host, Julianne Harris, a show based on the Word of God and the promises of God's undying love for you. Now your host and the sheriff's daughter, Julianne Harris.
Hello and good morning. It is August the 18th in the year of our Lord, 2019. I'm Julianne Harris, and praise God, I'm arrested and free. I'm arrested by God's goodness, His grace, His love, and His mercy. And I've been set free from anxiety, fear, pain, discontentment, and all the negative things that happens to us in life, I've been set free from. And a special shout out to my dad in Northeastern Montana, who is a sheriff. So yes, I am a sheriff's daughter. So I just want to welcome you to the show today. Surprise, surprise, I have no guest. It's been a while since it's just been me solo. And I got to tell you, the studio feels a little bit lonely. Just me and Matt, my producer. So we're back to a little bit of, I don't know what you'd call normal, but normalcy, I guess. Not that anybody has ever categorized me as normal. But hey, I got some amazing things to share with you. And it is life-changing. I know I say this a lot, but it can change your life if you change what you believe. You know, the majority of my life, I grew up believing that Christianity was all about behavior modification. And I know somebody's listening right now, and that's all you think it is. You think, if I become a Christian, if I believe on Jesus, I'm supposed to do this and that and this, and I'm not supposed to do this, that, and this. Well, let me tell you what, folks, and maybe you are a Christian. Maybe you've believed on Jesus. Maybe you have confessed with your mouth and believed in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God and that He died on the cross for your sins and that God raised Him from the dead on the third day. That means you're saved. You're right with God. But maybe you're walking around because religion has told us time and time again that it's all based on how you act, on whether or not you're right with God. And I'm here to tell you it is a lie. The Apostle Paul would call it dung. And so you know what that means. Anywho, I'm here to tell you that if you believe these truths that I'm sharing with you, it can change your life. How do I know that? Because it's what changed my life. I'm telling you what, folks, I lived through 20 some years of being a miserable Christian to the point where I wished I wasn't saved. Because look, all the stuff I was doing it with a whole bunch of unbelievers and they weren't bothered by what we were doing. Only I was. And I thought, man, it would be really nice to not feel guilty and condemned about every single thing that I do. Until I understood what? Righteousness. Yes, righteousness is the word that I've been talking about now for a long time. And it is so important. It's not only important for you, but it's important for you to understand so that you can share it with others. Because look, folks, look at the world that we're living in. Did you know that when you sign up for Facebook right now, there's over 70 genders that you can choose from? We got some identity issues in this world today, folks. And if you're somebody who's struggling with your gender identity and trying to figure out who you are, who God created you to be, let me tell you what. You know, I grew up on a ranch in Northeastern Montana, and every year we would have a branding. So that's basically when you take your calves, they get to a certain age, and then you wrestle them and you put your brand on them to show ownership. And when you do that, you castrate the bull calves because they're going to be steers and they're generally going to be raised up to be beef. The beef that you get from the grocery store, that's what they become. And so, but you want to castrate them. And so here's the deal. I'm saying that because there was never a single day in life on the ranch did we ever struggle to know what gender an animal was. Did you know there is no gender confusion in the animal kingdom? I mean, listen, folks, we can look at animals and see that they aren't even confused about who they are. There's one way to tell your gender, and that is your tackle. I can't believe I just said that. And if you're religious, you're probably going to turn the channel on me. But you know what? If you're religious, you're not going to like anything I have to say from this point on. So feel free, turn the channel. Because look, we need to know who we are. And for so many years, I never understood who I was in Christ. What does that even mean? Well, let me tell you what. What that means is you are right with God. When you are in Jesus, when Jesus is in you, when you believe on Jesus as your payment for your sin, for your suffering, for your sickness, then you are right with God. But look, if you don't believe it, it does you no good. And here's what the Bible actually says about that. It was referencing the Israelites. Look, you guys, God supernaturally brought the Israelites out of Egypt by signs and wonders and miracles and every possible supernatural thing you can possibly imagine. God did that for the Israelites, but yet they did not believe that God loved them. It's just mind-boggling. And how many of you out there today, through religion, through traditions of men, have made the word of God of none effect? And when I say that, I mean God is so clear through the Old Testament and the New of his love for you. And once you have believed on Jesus, he doesn't take it back. There's no taking it back. There's no like, oh, I don't know. No, God doesn't take it back because you are right with him through Jesus, through Jesus's payment. So here in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, it says, "For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." Look, I can tell you until my face turns blue that you are right with God once you believe on Jesus. But unless you receive that free gift, it's just like salvation, folks. And if you've never received that gift of salvation, it's packaged, it's wrapped, it's got a beautiful bow. It is right before you. That is salvation. Did you know that nobody is going to go to hell because of their individual sins? Ooh, some of you are like, shut your mouth. Yeah, no, nobody's going to go to hell because every single sin was paid for by Jesus on the cross 2,000 years ago. Past sin, present sin, future sin, all sin has been paid for. And so nobody's going to go to hell for their individual sins. People are going to go to hell, however, by not unwrapping the free gift of salvation. You know, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 says, "It is by grace through faith are ye saved, that not of yourselves, lest any man should boast, but it is a free gift." So I'm encouraging you today, if you have done that, it's a free gift. And you know what else is in that gift? Once you unwrap that beautiful bow, the most beautiful wrapping paper you can possibly imagine, which is salvation. Once you unwrap that, you know what else is part of that gift? Is righteousness. That's you being right with God. But it's not going to do you any good unless you mix faith with it. Unless you say, yes, okay, I believe that I am right with God. It's so hard for you to do that, folks. It was so hard for me when I came to Bible school and I would hear this and I would be like, yeah, okay, I'll say it, but I didn't believe it. And unless you believe it, you're not going to see change in your life. I'm telling you, folks, righteousness is a free gift from God. Romans chapter 5, verse 17 says, "For if by one man's offense death reigned by one," that's talking about Adam. We all became sinners because of Adam, not because of our individual sin. All individual sin has been paid for by Jesus. But if you don't accept it, it does you no good. Verse 17 continues to say, "Much more, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ." Look, when I tell you that I've been set free from all pain, discontentment, all the negative things in life, that's what it means to reign in life. It doesn't mean bad things don't happen to you. It means that you are set free from it. It means that it doesn't rock your world like it always has been doing to you. So I'm just talking about righteousness. And you got to believe it, folks, because there are so many promises. I know it's been about a month since I actually spoke on righteousness again, but I'm going to continue on because I have a whole list of promises to people that are righteous from Proverbs. And, you know, I love how God does it, because as I was putting this class together, because this I put this class together, what I've been sharing with you, I put it together about 4 years ago. And as I was putting it through, it was like this greater and greater revelation of how right I am with God. And you know what it did, folks? And this is what it can do for you. It can help you with every area of your life. You know, say you have a bad relationship with your spouse right now. Did you know that understanding how right you are with God can help you in your marriage? You're thinking, no way, you don't even know. Here's how it can help you. Number one, it gives you a greater revelation of how much God loves you. And you know what? You cannot love a spouse without understanding how much God loves you. Let me venture to say this. How you treat your spouse is a direct reflection of how you feel God loves you. Ouch. How are you treating your spouse at this time? Would you give your life for your spouse? Do you constantly criticize and put down your spouse? Because if you're doing that, that's how you feel God is with you. And, you know, I look back at my two failed marriages, and let me tell you, I was expecting a love from them, and neither of them were born again. I was, but I was expecting a love from them that, look, they could not give. They didn't have it to give. They had never experienced the love of God. And unless you've experienced the love of God, you cannot love your mate the way you're supposed to. You know, Corinthians is very clear. Paul was very clear to the Corinthians about what love is. And I don't want to get into that. I have before. But I'm saying all that just to say that there's all these promises of the righteous, and it helps you in every area of your life with your children. You know, Paul tells us that we should know no man after the flesh. How can we do that? Because God does that for us. But if we don't understand that God doesn't know us after the flesh, then we will look at every single negative aspect in your children, and you'll criticize and you'll think, how is this even going to happen? This affects every area of your life, folks. And not to mention the sin aspect. The part of your life that you know deep down on the inside of you, you may never admit it to somebody unless you're Catholic, and then you'll go to a priest and you'll admit every single bad thing that you've done. However, that will do you no good. I'm just telling you right now. It will do you no good if you just admit it and do nothing about it. But understanding how right you are with God, guess what? Confessing your sins to God is fine, but it's not for Him to forgive you. He's already forgiven you. That's how right you are with God. But when you confess that sin and you go, hey, God, I know that is not who I am. I know going out and getting trashed and bringing that person home and sleeping with them, that is not who I'm created to be. I'm created for so much better. Look, folks, you don't have to live the perfect Christian life in order to be right with God. You are right with God. And out of understanding that, out of this message that I'm sharing with you about revelation of righteousness, out of that, then you start to live right. You actually fulfill the law better by understanding that you're already right with God than you ever could if you're trying to white knuckle it and trying to obey the Ten Commandments. A lot of you don't even know what the Ten Commandments are, but you know you break it every day. Because we're not conscious of how much God loves us. So let's get to these promises. I started about a month ago in these promises. And as I was putting this class together, like I started telling you and got off on a tangent, as I was putting this class together, it was like I just was understanding more and more how much God really did love me and how much He wasn't judging me. He wasn't knowing me after the flesh. He wasn't judging me on these things that I was doing, because guess what, folks? I was still doing them as I was going to Bible school. And it's tormenting. But I stopped focusing on that and I started focusing on the love of God. And as I'm putting this class together, I also read Proverbs every single day, because there's 31 Proverbs. You can have one proverb for every day. And guess what? When you read Proverbs, Proverbs is all about the wisdom of Solomon. The richest man that ever was or ever will be was Solomon, the son of David. And it says, if you want to be wise, you read this book. And so I would read it every day. I still do. And as I was putting this righteousness course together, I can't even believe how many promises are in this book of wisdom of Proverbs that are for the righteous. Praise God. And if you're not able to hear the rest of this episode, I want you to give me a call or send me a text message at 970-919-0459, or you can find me on Facebook at Arrested and Freed. So my experience as I'm reading through Proverbs and I'm seeing all these promises to the righteous, no longer am I looking at it, because I've read Proverbs for a long time, and maybe you have too. And maybe you are, when you're reading it, you're seeing the righteous, the just, the perfect, all of these promises. Did you understand that through Jesus, that is you? Because when I was growing up and I would read Proverbs, because I had such a skewed image of who God was, I didn't understand what it meant to be born again. I didn't understand what it meant to be righteous. I just thought righteousness was all about whether or not I act right. And guess what? I never acted right in my mind. I maybe done some things right, but in my mind, those aren't the things that I would remember when I would see these promises. You know, for example, it says the way of the righteous is like the light of early morning getting brighter and brighter till the full day. I would read something like that and I would think, well, I'm not righteous. That must be really nice for those holier-than-thou people that go to church that never do anything wrong, that really I don't even think their farts stink. Just in case you were sleeping, I wanted to wake you up right there. But that's how we can get, because we can be so aware of our shortcomings, folks. And guess what? God's not looking at it. He's not judging you on it. He's looking at you and he sees Jesus in you. And he says, you are right with me. So believe it, folks. And there are so many promises in the book of Proverbs about the righteous. That's who you are. If you haven't believed on Jesus, no, you're not righteous. You're not right with God. Neither will you ever be until you believe on Jesus. Just had to throw that out there because some of you may be thinking, oh, I'm a nice person. Oh, I take care of my elderly grandparents. Oh, I do this. I go to church. I volunteer every time the church doors are open. You know what? That doesn't make you right with God. It doesn't. What makes you right with God is believing on Jesus. And unless you've done that, you can go to church every single day. I like how there's one minister, he says, standing in a garage doesn't make you a car. So what makes you think going to church makes you a Christian? No, you're either created or born again or made new by believing on Jesus. Otherwise, you're walking around in death. So there you have it. So I'm going to kind of pick up where I left off. Now, remember when I was reading these a month ago, these promises, I picked from between the King James Version and the Bible in basic English, because sometimes it's really, really good how they just make it really basic. I prefer the King James Version, but when I went through and the whole book of Proverbs and pulled out these promises, I chose between the two of those. And so, let's see, I left off about a month ago about the blessings. Blessings are upon my head. For a righteous person, blessings are upon your head. That's where I left off. So I'm going to pick up with the next one. And it says, the memory of me is a blessing. Wow. How many of you out there can honestly say when you meet people and you walk away that the memory of you is a blessing? Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe you can't imagine that. Let's imagine this. How many people do you meet that when you walk away from them, the memory of them is not a blessing? In fact, you're probably really trying hard to forget them. And in this day and age, folks, I would tend to say, I would venture to guess, and I don't think I'd be stretching it by saying there are more people out there who you're trying to forget about them after they come and go from your life. And guess what? As a righteous person, because I am right with God through Jesus, did you understand that because I am walking in full joy and love and peace and all the fruit of the Spirit, I am a blessing. My memory is a blessing to people. That is something that is a God-given gift. It's not anything having to do with you, because you can kiss people's butt as much as you want to, but that does not mean that you're going to be a blessed memory when you walk away. It is a supernatural thing, folks, and we need to see ourselves this way. I walk out of my house thinking, God, who can I bless today? Who can I encounter and make their day a little bit brighter? Did you know that that is a God-given gift, and every single one of you have it because you've believed on Jesus, because you are right with God, not because of anything you do or don't do. You know, when you're stuck in traffic and somebody cuts you off in traffic and you flip them off, is your actions, are you blessing that person? Are you a happy memory for that person? But see, once you understand how right you are with God, you know what happens to me when somebody cuts me off in traffic? I now look at them and I think, I wonder what kind of a bad day they're having. I wonder what is happening in their lives that they're so angry, or if somebody flips me off, because man, the aggressive traffic here in the Springs, it doesn't take very much for somebody to lay on their horn and flip you the bird. And I just am honestly like, wow, I pray for that person, because I'm thinking there is something so innately wrong, and this person is so angry. It's just oozing out of them that it's just like right at the top. Like you squeeze a person, whatever comes out, you can see what they're full of. And so I personally am full of the love of God. I am full of the fruit of the Spirit. You squeeze me, folks, and chances are what you're going to get is laughter, because I really, it just makes me laugh. I tend to laugh at everything, whether it's nerves or whether it's actual praising God, I just laugh. So that is not something that I learned how to do. That is something that has been placed inside of me. And the more I realize how right I am with God, the more laughter just comes out, you guys. God is such a good God, and He has such great plans for you in your future and for the present. But are you believing it? Because in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, this is going to be my scripture that I'm going to leave with you folks this week. For unto us was the gospel preached. You know, I'm preaching the gospel, the good news of Jesus to you right now. And get this, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. If you don't take what I am telling you and mix it with faith and go, yes, I believe I am right with God. Yes, I believe that I can be so full of joy that when somebody squeezes me, when somebody hurts me, when somebody does anything, that joy will just come out of me. You may think I'm crazy. Well, maybe I'm a little crazy, but guess what? I am set free from pain and anxiety and discontentment and all this stuff, folks. I just beseech you, brethren, to believe the things that I'm telling you. Get your eye on Jesus, and all the other things of this world will go strangely dim. So I left you with a verse, which is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, and I'm leaving you with a question today. My question is I want to hear an example of somebody that you've encountered. Maybe it was just for like 5 minutes. Maybe it was just for 5 seconds. Maybe it's somebody that's gone on to be with Jesus or somebody in your life that they've left a memory with you. And I want to hear, be it good or bad, I want to hear why. I want to hear these stories. I want to hear maybe you just walked past somebody in a clothing store and they had such a wonderful smile for you that it just brightened your day. I want to hear those kind of stories. So send me a message, give me a call at 970-919-0459 or send me a message on Facebook at Arrested and Free. And as always, don't forget to tune in next Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. immediately following Focus on the Family. And just have a wonderful week, you guys. I just want you to think about how blessed you are because you're right with God through Jesus. And if you haven't believed on Jesus this week, it's going to echo and echo and echo through your head that you need to believe on Jesus. God is calling you, folks, so answer that call and tune in next Sunday at 6:30 here on KRDO News Radio. Bye!
I know you are the reason why, the world's so beautiful.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
I'm Julianne Harris with Praise God. I'm Arrested and Free here on KRDO on Sundays at 6:30 a.m. You know, we all go through storms in life. And have you ever felt like a tree that was about to be blown over with your roots coming out and just turn more into a tumbleweed? Tune in this Sunday at 6:30 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio and find out how when you are right with God, you are anchored. Bye.